In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel lesson in Luke chapter 2. Martha was distracted with much serving, but Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to His teaching. The Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you came here worried, upset, and anxious about something, you will be able to relate to Martha in our text today. If you came here to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to Him, you will also understand what Mary was doing in this wonderful text in the Gospel of Luke. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were some of Jesus' closest friends. These names are well known to us. Our LWML circle here at Trinity Lutheran is called the Mary Martha Guild, named after these women of faith. So I begin by asking, have there been times that you have been like Martha? Are you worried and anxious about something? Is my boss happy with my work? Or am I about to lose my job? Will my son or daughter ever get their act together and become responsible? Or are you perhaps upset and troubled with someone? Maybe you say, why do we argue and fight so much at home? We ought to get along. We are family. Or when will my neighbor and coworker stop being so mean and unreasonable with me and their demands upon me? We could very easily fill in the blank, couldn't we? I could say, each of you to say to yourself, I am anxious and worried about fill in the blank. Or, I am troubled and upset about fill in the blank. Now, every one of us is upset and troubled about different things today. But we know this, and that's why we're here today. If you are worried and upset about many things, anxious and troubled, Jesus has a better way for you to choose. The one thing needful. We want to work diligently like Martha, yes, but we also want to quietly sit at Jesus' feet like Mary, the two women we just sang about in the hymn of the day. So let's first take a look at Martha, and then we'll look at Mary. Martha and we are upset and worried about many things. This happens in the city, in the village of Bethany, in the Mount of Olives. You can still visit this spot of their house today, and it's about 2 or 3 miles from Jerusalem. It's a beautiful little city, still today called Bethany, and you're looking right down in the Temple Mount, about 2 or 3 miles. Little road goes down to the Temple Mount, and in this village and town were this family of some of Jesus' best friends, the two sisters and their brother, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Martha is the one who welcomes Jesus into her house. And according to the law of hospitality, just like Abraham offered food to the Lord and to the angels when they came to visit him in the Old Testament lesson, Martha lovingly opens her home to Jesus. Martha, however, is getting distracted with all of the serving. She's hardworking and she's diligent. But now she goes up to Jesus and says, "Lord, don't you care? My sister has left me to serve alone. Tell her to help me." Now, those of you who have sisters and you yourself are a woman, your sister never said anything like this to you when you were growing up, right? Tell her to help with the dishes. These are just two normal, loving sisters. But Martha is projecting onto Jesus her own unhappiness. she is now becoming demanding not only of Mary, but Jesus. Don't you care, Lord? Then in these beautiful, kind words of Jesus, Martha, Martha. How often when a parent or grandmother says our name twice, doesn't it get our attention? When my grandmother said my name twice, David, David, that meant I better listen to grandma. Martha, Martha, Jesus is saying, not Martha, I want you to listen closely. You are anxious and concerned about many things, but Mary has chosen the better part, and I'm not going to take it away from her. We can really understand Martha, can't we? We can identify with her because we have a similar dilemma in our daily life. Have you ever noticed that we are always constantly occupied with making a better life, so that during childhood, we're getting ready for adolescence, and we're busy with our schoolwork, getting ready for a job. Then we get our first job, and now we want to really do good in our career. And then we have a spouse and children, and we want to succeed in the raising of our family and taking care of the family. And then all of a sudden, you're preparing for retirement. And sometimes it seems that every stage of life, we're always getting ready for the next stage, forgetting that we have the present to deal with right now. We don't even know if tomorrow will come. A pastor in a sermon on this text wrote about a man in his congregation who all his life worked hard. He had been raised in poverty, but he worked hard in school. He got a scholarship to college. He worked his way through law school, married a beautiful wife, raised two children, and was beginning to gather a fortune around him. One morning, the pastor got a call, a frantic call from the wife, sobbing uncontrollably because her husband had collapsed on his exercise bike. She asked the pastor to meet her at the hospital, but by the time the pastor got to the hospital, the man was already dead at age 52. No one ever expects this to happen to a healthy man like him. All of us think we're so in control of our lives, but we know, like this man, who was a Christian, who went to be with the Lord, we are not in control of our lives. God is. So this is our dilemma. While we're preparing for our earthly life, we cannot forget our heavenly life, that Christ is with us now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Christ is setting before you right now to listen to His word and to sit at His feet, exactly what you're doing right now. That Jesus is our highest treasure. He gives a permanence of God's love that the world cannot understand. Martha didn't quite understand this, but through gentle chiding, she did. But Mary did understand it, and it would be both Mary and Martha who would later hear those amazing words of Jesus after Lazarus had died and before Jesus raised him from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. Whoever lives and believes in me will have life eternal. So yes, there's been times that we've been like Martha. But Jesus has come into our homes so that we can sit at His feet and listen to Him just like He came into Mary and Martha's home. Now we have the sister named Mary, beloved, thoughtful, curious, sitting at Jesus' feet, the right place to listen. She listened with her ears. She was all ears. She was hearing with her ears, with her head, and her heart. She was contemplating the living voice of God in her living room. Just like we here on Sunday have already heard Moses speaking about Abraham in the Old Testament lesson, you heard Paul in the lesson from Colossians, Luke recording the words of Jesus in the Gospel. We chanted the Psalm of David and the liturgy from God's Word. We have been listening to Jesus' Word today and sitting at Jesus' feet. We recognize, as Mary did, When the living God is in the house, the casserole can wait, can it? And we'll listen to the words of Christ. And what was the main thing? The main thing was the work that Jesus came to do for us on the cross. Although He was perfect and sinless, He took our sin upon Himself. He suffered the wrath of God upon the cross, so we don't have to. By dying, He defeated death and sin and Satan. And by rising to life, He has opened the way to everlasting life. Through Christ crucified and risen, we receive forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. And we are declared righteous and declared innocent because we're covered with the righteousness of Christ. This is how God has revealed Himself through His Son and in His Word, the Holy Scripture. Mary chose this good part. It was not going to be taken away from her. The Lord will never take His Word away from you. The reason why we want your children in Sunday school, your teenagers, and yourself in Bible class, and also at the divine service, is we want you to get rest. Rest from this troubled world. Sit at Jesus' feet. Sit and hear the saving knowledge of your salvation, and don't let the world distract you. This is the one good thing that we most need, the Word of Christ. That Word of Christ has a powerful effect on our lives. As Paul said in Colossians, that old Adam, that old sinful nature that was hostile and alienated against God, we have now been reconciled by the body, by the flesh of Christ, crucified and risen. And because He's defeated sin, death, and hell, we in Christ are holy and blameless, above reproach, steadfast in the hope of the gospel that we've heard and proclaimed to all creation under heaven. We can do that because we first have sat at the feet of Jesus. So how can we then be like Mary and choose those things that are better and the one thing needful? Well, you're doing it right now. You could be somewhere else, but you're not. You're here. You're hearing about the work of Christ Jesus on your behalf. You're hearing, like Mary, that God has divinely served you in person. Jesus is God's waiter from heaven who comes to serve you at God's table. And what Jesus gives you will never be taken away from you. What God gives, we freely receive. Like Paul said, we are His body, the church. The Word of God has been fully known to us, made known to us. We know the mystery that's now revealed, that Jews, Gentiles, all people, in the riches of Christ's glory, have the hope of glory, forgiveness of sins, everlasting life, maturity, and wisdom. Though we work and struggle, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, dear Christian friends, we all have worries, we all have cares, you and me alike. But what a joy for us it is to rejoice in listening and believing the word of Jesus, quietly receiving it. You've received that word in holy baptism of washing and word. You heard that word in absolution, I forgive you your sins. And you're about to receive that word, His body and blood in the Lord's Supper, because you've already been justified in God's sight through the merits of Christ Jesus, crucified and risen in your place. I conclude with a hymn verse from another hymn, One Thing Needful, in our hymnal, which also speaks about Mary and Martha. Wisdom's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus, is revealed in you. Let me find in you my pleasure, make my will and actions true. Humility there and simplicity reigning in paths of true wisdom, my steps ever training. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessing of heavenly wisdom is mine. Rejoice that we've chosen the better part. to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to His Word. Amen. May the peace of Christ that surpasses all human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.